They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho.
What in the hell is this?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So I was wondering, what movies are you watching with the kids, and then which ones are you watching when they go to bed?
What's a good Halloween scare us movie?
Yeah, so give me your kid-friendly movie, and then your scary monster, scariest Halloween movie ever.
And Rob.
Hey, Ebony.
Hey, Cooper.
Now, Ebony, what's a good family-friendly film?
Beetlejuice.
Right. I gotta say, that scene with when he goes into, I forget what it is, some sort of a witch doctor's office, and there's the guy with a little tiny shrunken head.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is the funniest scene.
Yeah, you can do that with kids. You can do that. That's like classic movie. All right, yeah, that was cute. All right, go to bed so we can watch the real movie.
Exactly, yeah. And Beetlejuice is good because it's something that adults can enjoy as well.
Exactly. So, yeah. You know, kind of go both ways. But then, you know, when you put the kids to bed, be very smart Friday the 13th.
Oh, Jason, yes.
Jason Voorhees, before he drops his last name.
Yep.
And you know that.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That was his screen debut. You gotta watch the original 1984 version of A Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When they first came out with the movie channel, I was forbidden from watching that movie. I snuck and I watched it anyway. And I will never forget that scene. I think it's Kevin Bacon. He's in bed, and I think Jason's under the bed, and he gets him through the neck. And I think I slept with my mom for like the next 6 months.
Yep. Mm-hmm. See, that's why you're not supposed to watch it. I guess I don't know if that's to do with being a kid, because I still feel that way. I have to go to my mother's house and crawl into bed with her after I see it.
After you see that movie now. Yeah.
Yeah. Even now. It's way too scary.
When we watch a scary movie, I make my husband turn to like Comedy Central after so I can like get my mind right before going to bed.
So you gotta wash out your brain.
Yes.
I need some comedy to wash out the scary thoughts. Thank you, Ebony. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, Cooper?
Now, Rick, what would you say is, do you have kids, by the way?
I don't have any kids, no.
Okay, now, like so what's a good Halloween movie?
Well, for kids, I think Hocus Pocus, the one with the, what's her name?
Bette Midler.
Yeah, that's her.
Yep. Chad's favorite. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a good one for kids, isn't it?
And Michelle Pfeiffer,
yep, my kids
right?
love it. Yep.
No, it's not Michelle Pfeiffer.
No.
Who are the three witches then?
It's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, Sarah Jessica, right. Yeah.
And what? I can't ever pronounce that.
Hoochieberg. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Who's the third? Sarah Jessica, Bette Midler.
Then the with Whoopi Goldberg, that movie, the Nun movie.
Kathy and Jimmy?
That's her.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Hocus Pocus, perfect kid film.
I think it's a good kid film.
Uh-huh.
But I saw another film that could be a kid film, but it was kind of scary.
What was it?
It was I saw it in an old movie theater in San Francisco in the Castro.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wax museum. And so when you see it in the movie, it's 3D. So the guy has all kinds of stuff in it where, like, you're doing it. There's a guy in there that's doing, like, one of those paddle balls.
Mm-hmm.
He does it right into your face. And Charles Bronson.
Oh, that's good.
That's Charles Bronson's very first movie.
Wax Museum?
Vincent Price. Charles Bronson.
Oh, cool. And does he get killed in it?
I think he does get killed in it. And I don't know if I want to give it away, but it's kind of, I'll give it away, I guess. But
why not?
Give it away.
Why not? There's a scene in it when it's 3D where you think someone's in front of you is getting up in front of you and they're blocking your view, but it's actually Charles Bronson in the movie getting up to run into the scene.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Actually, I almost like said something to the guy in front of me, but it wasn't him.
Sit down.
Down in front.
I'm sitting down.
I almost said it. I'm like, it's in the movie. And that got me good. That's one of the best times I've ever been.
Is it one of those old black and white movies?
Color. No, it's color.
Oh, it's color.
It's
okay.
It's very early color. But
good.
Great movie. But the scariest movie I've ever seen is Reanimator. Have you seen that?
The Reanimator is one of the scariest movies, but I loved
no
it.
No doubt whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. Yeah, if you're someone who likes Pet Sematary and movies like that, you have to see The Reanimator. Hi, James.
Hey, guys.
Now, James, what would you say is a good family-friendly movie and then maybe a really scary one?
Well, when I was a kid, my parents always around Halloween time would always sit with us and watch any of the Abbott and Costello movies. You know, They Meet the Mummy, Frankenstein, Dracula, you know, all the old classics, the Creature of the Black Lagoon, stuff like that. So that was always fun.
Those
so
are safe.
I think little kids would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, of course, Laurel, I mean, they're just funny, you know.
Right, right.
Abbott and Costello just hit each other and they're funny. But no, but actually last night I sat and watched for the first time since it came out at the theater was American Werewolf in London.
I love that movie.
I hadn't seen that basically in 25 years or however long, whenever it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that theater, but man, that actually made me jump last night.
That's a scarier movie than people realize.
Yeah, I mean, it had its comedic parts to it,
mm-hmm.
but it was gory, and then it was actually scary, too. So, I don't know, I thought, and it had David Naughton in it, the guy who did the Dr. Pepper commercials in the 80s.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good.
And who else is in it? What's his name?
Griffin Dunn. Griffin Dunn, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that English actress that you don't really hear anything from, that Jenny Agutter or Agutter or whatever, she was really pretty.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation. If you guys have not seen American Werewolf in London, if you haven't seen it in a long time, you don't remember how scary it was really scary.
There was a movie that came out in 88 called The Lady in White,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting here watching the trailer to it, and it still freaks me out now, and I'm just watching the trailer.
Oh, that's how I feel about The Others.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
This movie is the scariest movie ever.
Is it visual? Because it's hard to...
Yeah, it's visual, but the thing is it's kind of a kid's movie, but it's still scared the crap out of me.
And it's a kid's movie?
Pretty much.
Okay. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Cooper. How are you?
Well, Sherry, what's a really, really scary movie?
Well, what? Favorites that I always watch every Halloween is called Terror Train.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Jamie Lee Curtis, I think it was her second movie before she became the Queen of Scream.
Mm-hmm.
After Halloween, it's a good teen slasher film. It's a bunch of college students on a Halloween trip on a train.
Oh, that's right up my alley.
And it's good. It's a good slasher film.
Oh, good. Okay, so Terror Train. If you haven't seen Terror Train, Sherry's recommending Terror Train for us.
Awesome. Came on 1980.
Yeah, it's real good.
Okay, cool. Oh, thank you, Sherry. Now, of course, there's The Shining,
mm-hmm.
and The Exorcist, and The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know, some of the more classic ones.
Scary ones.
Yeah, scary ones. But then, you know, then there's movies you don't realize how scary they are, like An American Werewolf in London, but also The Evil Dead and The Evil Dead 2.
That was scary.
You got to watch them back to back, just
it
for the production
funny,
value.
It was funny, but it was scary,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was funny, but scary. Rosemary's Baby, of course, 28 Days Later.
I hated that movie.
You hated it?
Yeah.
Why?
That was the zombie one, right?
Yeah, you don't like zombies.
Yeah, not a fan of zombies.
Mm. Well, let's see. What about, you know, it's interesting, like Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
Jaws is considered a scary movie just because, you know, you really cannot get attacked by a shark just standing near the water. But people were they stopped going to the beach back in the 70s after the movie.
They still do now.
Oh, yeah, people who go see Jaws do not go to the beach afterwards.
No, my son watches it now, and he can't go in the water.
Yeah, see? And even though you're just waiting, you know, you're not going all the way in where the sharks are.
You don't know that. They could come up there.
Too scary.
Yep.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Cooper. How you doing?
Stacy, what's a really scary movie?
Oh, the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
You got to see the original one.
Oh, that was so creepy. And they always go down into the dang boiler room in their underwear. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. And those were the original movies where they started doing that. Like, before we realized that was like a movie thing, like a, you know, like a vehicle that they used. Now, we laugh at it. But back then, that's when they didn't. We would scream at the screen.
When he had those claws, and one of the scariest parts is when Nancy's talking on the telephone to, remember, to her boyfriend, Johnny Depp?
Yep.
And he says, I'll be your boyfriend now, Nancy. And the big tongue comes out. And
yep.
Nick crawls, oh!
I gotta tell you, that's the bonus in the movie, watching Johnny Depp get eaten alive by a bed.
Yeah, gets sucked into a bed.
Just turning into this big pile of blood and guts.
Oh, yeah. That's good and juicy. You're right.
Oh, that was such, nightmares for weeks. And just the noise of his knives. Remember that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just that noise. Mm-hmm.
I still cannot watch that movie by myself to this day.
I can't either. Nightmare on Elm Street, the original one. I mean, the rest of them are good too, but it's not the same as the original.
Yeah, you're going to watch it just for Johnny Depp, though.